Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. Steve Martin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Steve's an old friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Steve is our profit pro. Heck, he's the world's profit pro. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. He's one of the top management minds that I know of, that I've ever met in my many years in the marketplace. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. And you know, last time you were here, Steve, we talked about the power and the dangers of saying no. And today, we're going to turn it completely around and talk about what I'm calling the power and the dangers of saying yes. And tell us about how the word yes can be both of those.
Well, Jim, of course, we're talking about profits. That's one of the most important things that folks have, business folks have on their minds these days. And let's recognize that to maximize your profitability or even become profitable in the first place, you may have to make some changes in what you're doing, how you're running your business, what products you're selling, how you manage your business, what suppliers you use, what customers you have, and so forth. And the reality is, if when you're faced with a decision, if all you ever say is no, you're going to run yourself right into the ground.
Right.
Yes is extremely powerful from the standpoint that it allows change to occur.
One thing about yes and no, though, if you say no and you went a little too far, you know, I know that you could wind up having a little bit of a, you know, you could make a mistake by saying no too often. But more than likely, you might have at least a chance of saving some money. If you say yes, that answer could be something that not only would be a mistake, but also could cost you money.
Well, that's you have
because
both sides of the coin.
There's something about yes that costs. Seems like yes costs a little more money than no. What do you think?
Sometimes that's absolutely true, Jim. Particularly if you're looking at paying a bill that you've been paying for years and years and years, or for a long time, and you pay it because that's the way you've been doing things. That's saying yes to the old status quo. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that could be getting you into trouble, because we know the business world changes very quickly.
And let's talk about the scenario that would give rise to a yes. And I'm thinking of a small business owner whose wagon is absolutely loaded. They have let their Jaybird mouth overload their hummingbird backside, and they've gotten so much on their plate. They've got so much to do. It may be good stuff. It may be all good stuff. It may be great opportunity, but they've said yes so much that they've gotten themselves into a little bit of a bind.
That's a critical situation that I do see fairly often, Jim, and that's where people overcommit and underdeliver.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a very negative situation, because if you start telling your customers, yes, I'll do this, and then don't deliver on that, they're going to get a negative view for you. And mm-hmm. that may take a very long time to get rid of and correct, if ever.
How do you fix that? How do you fix the overuse of yes?
Well, one of the options certainly is to say, this sounds very interesting. I'd really like to say yes, but I need some more information,
mm-hmm.
or I need some more time, or let's talk about this a little bit. You know, yes
what about
may
the
be
idea?
The
I'm sorry,
easy answer, but it may be the wrong one.
What about the idea of just saying, if it is an opportunity you want, but you know, you're concerned about the ability to deliver it. What about the possibility of just saying, look, let me lay out my challenges in fitting this in, and you help me fit it in so that it's a good deal for both of us?
That's a perfect alternative, Jim, because now you've engaged in a conversation, and you both have an opportunity to learn what's going on, explore it in more detail, and perhaps come up with a better decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had customers, clients ask me for specific things, and if I'd just said yes, we both would have been disappointed because they weren't totally clear on what they really wanted.
Mm-hmm. Steve, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back and talk some more about the power and the dangers of saying yes. We're going to talk about some other scenarios that I think you'll recognize when you say yes, and maybe you shouldn't have, at least not so quickly. It's 20 till. Here's Hart to take us out. Welcome back. It's 17:10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. It's a little bit of small business heaven, especially if you're interested in profitability, and who isn't? I want you to go there and find Steve Martin's name in the alphabetical listing of our Brain Trust. Go to the Brain Trust list on the link on the left. Click on that. Go to the alphabetical link. Listing at the top alphabetical listing. Click on that and find Steve's name alphabetically. Click on that, and that'll take you to his body of work that he's deposited with us over the last 7+ years as a member of our Brain Trust. A lot of important things there that he said on profitability. I know you'll enjoy that, Steve. For all those years and for all that work you've given us, we thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. It's been my pleasure, Jim.
Well, we have had some fun, haven't we?
Yes, we certainly have.
Another example, we're talking about yes, folks. We're talking about the power and the dangers of yes. Steve, here's another scenario. I've got my wagon loaded, as I mentioned. You know, we're the small business owner. We've got our wagon loaded. We're up to our ears in challenges and opportunities. And somebody asks us a question. Somebody asks us, an employee asks about a project or whatever. And because we're so busy, we just give them an answer. And in this case, it's yes. What's the danger there?
Jim, it might be the wrong decision. You might be saying yes to spending too much money on a particular project or taking it in a direction that you don't want it to. You may be feeding an employee's desire just to get home early that day and not do the right thing on a particular project.
Mm-hmm.
That's always the challenge. Quick answers of any type, whether they're yes, no, or maybe, may be the wrong answer.
But small business owners have to make lots of decisions, Steve, every day, don't we?
You sure do. And you know what? Since you never have absolutely all the information you need to make a decision, you have to at least ask yourself if you have enough information to make the decision at the point in time.
Is there a response, a standard response we could memorize that would help us to take 10 extra seconds when we're hit with a question like that or some kind of request of some kind? Is there some kind of response that we could have as a standard response to make sure that we understand just a little bit more and help us make a better decision?
Well, when you're under the gun and someone's really pressing you for something, you can just ask them, well, what else do we need to know to make the best possible decision in this case?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's a few more words, and it takes a little bit more effort than just shooting out an answer. But
well, the reason
it gives you a chance to reflect.
The reason a standard response like that, I think, is a good one. Number one is you could almost write it down. You don't even have to remember it, but you will remember it eventually. But the other thing I found is that if your employees or your folks know that you're going to ask that question, they'll be ready, and maybe that will improve the original question better because they had to go do a little research instead of taking the easy way out and ask you the first question.
Jim, that you're absolutely right. It becomes a tremendous learning experience for everybody that's involved, and it's a great way to teach people who are working for you or with you about how to do their jobs better. And, of course, the better they do their jobs, the easier it is for you.
What about this, Steve? What if You know, one of the things I have tried to use over the years is to say, don't bring me a problem unless you are a challenge, unless you've come up with some kind of a solution of your own. It may not be the one we use, but it's something that you have come up with. And so what if you said along those lines, you said, okay, whenever you bring me a request, I'm going to say, what's going to happen if I say no, and what's going to happen if I say yes? What about that?
That's absolutely fantastic, Jim, because that causes people to do some level of an analysis before they bring the opportunity or challenge to you.
Well, you know, if you think about it, exactly, and I can see, Steve, that this is a crisis management avoidance system too, don't you? Because if somebody's got a problem they want to, or something they wanted me to help them with, if they've already asked themselves or said to themselves, okay, this is what he's going to ask me, and in the process of going through all that, they say, wait a minute, I figured this out on my own. I don't even have to ask him anymore.
Happens all the time. I've seen it time after time after time. Mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity to come into organizations as a new manager in an old organization, and I've often found that people were used to just going to the boss as the easy way out to get their answers. And mm-hmm. when I posed them with that particular kind of response, the net result was that they started making their own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Better decisions.
What else do we need to know about yes?
One of the important, powerful aspects of yes, Jim, is that it's very, very positive. And if an employee or a coworker comes to you with a proposal, with an idea, and you say yes to it, you're validating their thinking, that their being, and validating their idea, and they're going to feel good about that. So when at all possible, it is good to be able to say yes.
Well, do you think some people just have a hard time saying yes, even when they should?
Well, I know I've been in that boat. I've been in situations where the easiest answer was just to say no and try and maintain the status quo.
Because you knew if you said no, at least getting into trouble saying no isn't quite as big a problem maybe as when you say yes. I can see how yes can get away from you. Stand by, Steve. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some more about yes after this message. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Got a black magic woman.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin, the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. You can find that book at Steve's website, which he's going to give us right now. Go ahead, Steve.
Jim, it's www.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us. Check it out when you get a chance. And Steve has a lot of things on that website that will benefit you. And he will sell you the book. But you can also noodle around on his website and read a lot of the articles that he has there that he makes available for free. And Steve, thank you for that very much. I appreciate it. And you've had a lot of good success stories with your book too, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Jim. It's written based on success stories by other people and myself.
Right.
Improving profitability.
Folks, if you're having a challenge being profitable, you know, profitability is not all about, it's not about the dollars, it's about the pennies and the nickels, isn't it, Steve?
It certainly is. You count those and pretty soon they add up.
Yeah, somebody told me once, watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves.
Well, you know, that's what business is all about. If you're making a 1% margin, that's one penny on the dollar. You know,
that's right.
You are literally talking about pennies.
There's a lot of small businesses that would love to have a 1% margin right now. Steve, sometimes there are people that I've known in my life, especially operators, not merchants. Merchants are pretty much yes people, but operators, people who are those penny watchers, those tight-fisted folks, they have a hard time saying yes. And sometimes they really ought to, shouldn't they? Some people need to learn how to say yes, don't they?
They certainly do, particularly with, as you say, operating people who are charged with maintaining the status quo are more accustomed to just staying within the narrow boundaries of what they're accustomed to. they've got something that works or may not be working great, but at least it's functioning. And they don't want to say yes to anything that takes them outside those boundaries.
And they have they look at things. You know, there are two kinds of folks out there, as I mentioned, folks. Is they're operators and merchants. When I worked for Sears in another millennium, and a lot of gray hair ago, way back when if I needed to make a special purchase for a sales opportunity, if I asked the merchant if I could make a long distance call, and way back in those days you had to do that. Because long-distance calls were expensive. If I asked the merchant if I could make the call, one of the managers of the store, to him it was a $300 sale. But if I asked an operator, it was a $3 phone call. They have two different perspectives, don't they?
Sure. One was looking from the revenue side, and the other was looking from the expense side.
Right.
And you know, if you find yourself uncomfortable with giving an answer to a question, just make a simple checklist in your mind and say, what is the best thing that can happen if I say yes to this decision? And what's the worst thing that could happen if I say mm-hmm. yes? And then do the same thing for no. What's the best that could happen if I say no? And what's the worst that could happen if I say no?
Mm-hmm.
That at least gives you an opportunity to test the boundaries on what the risk is associated with any particular decision.
And, you know, if you start doing that, if that becomes your modus operandi when it comes to dealing with requests or opportunities or challenges with your folks, if they know that you're going to do that, I can see how there could really be a management development dividend that could ripple through your organization. What do you think, Steve? Is that too much to say? Is that over the top at all?
No, I think it's the least that you could expect. When people know that you're looking for better decisions, not just quick decisions, but better decisions, and that you'll support them in their endeavor to do that, then you actually are developing your management.
I have another little thing that I say that I think is really takes a lot of pressure off of me. And I think I learned this from one of my mentors, and that is this: to ask the other person, what do you think? And that's really a powerful question, isn't it?
It certainly is. And if you find out that they don't have an opinion,
right.
You should be waving red flags all over the place.
Exactly. You got a lot of challenges there. Steve, give us your website one more time, please.
Jim, it's profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us. Steve Martin, thank you for being here. As always, you're the best.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
We'll see you. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you he'll be back. We got a lot more good stuff to talk to him about profitability. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I want to remind you of this. A ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.